Truly, life is full of rich experiences. The trick is to see them when they heave up over the horizon and grab them before they fade away. Many years ago, I lived up in North Yorkshire, far from the sea. It was a devil of a trip down to the boat, really, on the south coast. We tried keeping her up north for a while, but that never worked, and in the end, we moved south. It grieved me a bit because I love the north and I love the Pennines where we lived up in the Yorkshire Dales, but my wife likes woods and forests and land that isn't too high. So, there you go, chaps. We all end up doing as we're told, don't we? But I do have the consolation that I can get to the boat in half an hour from here, and it is beautiful, so no complaints. However, my heart does yearn for the Northlands, and my pal Wynne, who I used to sing with up there in a little chamber choir, Wynne is a great tenor. A real class act, actually. He was a choral scholar and sang at Durham. Really knows what he's about, unlike people like me who just do the best they can. But we sang together for 5 years. And during that time I learnt that actually his trade, his day job, was to be a cabinet maker. He's a most interesting man, and if you're a cabinet maker, it doesn't always fill every minute of your day. And sometimes, when there's no work on, you do other things. And actually, Wynne became a bus delivery skipper. And he took buses, British double-decker buses, all over the world. He took them to Italy for football teams, where he was feted and given seats in the director's box. And goodness knows what else happened to him, but he always came home with a smile on his face. And once he went to America with a double-decker bus. And his adventures of that, well, they would fill a book. Deep at heart, he's a cabinet maker, a man of great skill, who served his time with the real boys back in the days when people knew how to do it. And now, in between times, he runs little courses for people to come and spend a bit of time with him. What he likes to do is a 5-day course of one-to-one in his workshop up near Barnard Castle, up on the southern end of County Durham, in the most beautiful countryside. I wanted to go up there with a few old shipmates, and actually, in the end, 4 of us turned up, and we managed to Shanghai Wynne into doing us a 2-day course for the 4 of us. And what a time we had! You know, what wonders there are to be unlocked from the minds of a real craftsman. People who understand things that the rest of us can't even dream about. And he showed us how to work with wood. Of course he didn't make cabinet makers out of it, he didn't do much with us at all in 2 days, but what he did do was kindle a dream. He showed us what was possible. He showed us how it's possible to prepare a piece of wood just with a cabinet scraper that just looks like an old piece of tin, really, that you pick up on the tip. He showed us how to sharpen it and make it work so easily, and he made it all just so, well, so trouble-free. And by the time we'd finished, even we were preparing the surfaces of a piece of walnut to a standard that you could never do with the finest of sandpaper. It made me think of the old shipwrights I used to know years ago who could produce what looked like a plain finish using an adze. How do you do that? Who are these guys? Well, we completed our tasks, and in the evening on the Saturday, we went to a great little place we were staying. It was called the Hay Barn, in a chap's farmhouse in the foothills of the Pennines. And there we had a memorable evening. We had a takeaway curry and we drank a modest amount of wine and beer. We watched the rugby when we first got in. We watched England lamentably losing to France by 2 points. That's a sorry business, but enough of that another time. And then Wynne and I sang a song each, and I think the lads put up with us pretty well. And we had a few quotes from mystic poets. We even had a psalm. And the evening went on, and we were all tired out, and we went to bed at 11 o'clock, and the next day we got up and had more of the same. And we boys produced a dovetail joint in our little pieces of wood. And I've got mine at home, and you know, if I pick it up and wiggle it, it doesn't move at all. How did Wynne do that, using our hands? I don't know. The man is very clever. Wynne Bishop's your man. Look him up. Go on his course, because you will not be disappointed. And as for me and the lads, we got in our cars and we dashed off home down the great motorways of England. It didn't rain till I almost got home. I had a grand drive, really enjoyed it. Police didn't see me, and I dropped my pal Dan at his place, well, my son-in-law, really, I should say. A daughter came to meet us on the motorway. I dropped him off and got home to a fine supper of soup and a cheese sandwich and turned in for a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over.